Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
Hello?
Dr. Bob?
Hello, Ms. Arthur?
Oh, hi. Thank you for joining us today.
I guess we're not connected to the main source yet.
We should be. I heard the broadcast.
We have a blog show, but nothing after that.
I tried to download it, and I couldn't get it to download. Let me just text him and let him know that we're not connected. Just 1 second. Well, we have to be because
can't tell how many people are on. I'm Abdul Shahid, the other co-host.
Oh, hi, Brother Abdul.
Hi, Dr. Stone.
This is Director Stone.
Director Stone.
Yes.
Okay. Great. Greetings.
Bernice Swan's on.
All right, okay. Sister Swan, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Long time we ain't seen each other.
It's too long, for goodness sake.
Indeed, absolutely indeed. And how's Mr. Swan doing?
He's fine. Everything's good.
Oh, great. Give him the greetings for me too, please.
I
don't know why we're not connected to Brother Belial, you know. Something must be happening. Some kind of disconnect, I don't know.
Did you get a response from his text?
I don't know if Dr. Stone
did or
not. Yes, I hadn't. I thought Dr. Stone was. I can try to text him and see what will happen. I was going to call the home number to see what
I
can
do. Yes, I have another young lady that's trying to connect, and she's saying she can't get through either.
I don't know what is happening here. I'm going to try. See if I can do.
Testing, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I can hear you.
Okay, can everyone hear me now?
It's a lot of
There's
echo.
A great echo in the back.
Yeah,
the background.
I think that's because of some. That's because. Oh, shit. Hold on, just for just a second, we're having can everybody hear me?
I can.
Dr. Stone, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can hear you.
Okay, Brother Aziz, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can hear you, brother.
Okay, Brother Mookman from Mookman's Associates, can you hear me?
Sister Swan is on also, Bilal.
Okay. I'm going to turn Dr. Stone, I think we're operational, so I'm going to turn it over to you.
Top of the afternoon, everyone. Good evening. This is Eartha Stone, National Director of Black Wall Street of the Women's Council. It's truly a blessing to be here this evening with each and every one of you, and I pray that everyone's family is all well and covered, safe, and everyone is staying home. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear good. Yes.
Okay. As I forestated, this is Eartha Stone, National Director of Black Wall Street, over the Women's Council. Tonight, we have with us a very special guest. I hope you have pen and paper so that you can take down some notes. And I came to meet him through a very precious brother, Jeremy Sarah. He is also a part of our Black Wall Street group. Very precious, dear brother. We are so blessed to have him as a part of the team. He is a real go-getter. So I'm going to turn it over to him so that he can introduce our brother tonight. Mr. Haynes, I had an opportunity to go and sit at one of his meetings. I was very impressed. He did a thorough explanation of their program, the ride share, and what they're doing. So, Jeremy, if you would please, if you're on the line, take it away.
Yes, yes, Ms. Upper, how you doing? Can you hear me? Hello?
Oh, yes, my phone cut off, but go ahead. I'm here.
Okay. Hello, brothers and sisters. My name is Sarai. Everybody calls me Duke. And this evening we're here to share some information with you. I don't know who's all on the call that haven't heard anything, because we shared a couple of times on a couple of calls, but I'll share with you again. We're here to represent a company and opportunity by the name of iBoomerang. And It was a pleasure for me to meet Miss Eartha. I already had a tremendous amount of respect for the Black Wall Street movement since I was a kid. I've read up a lot about it, and you know, was happy and sad at the same time. You know, same token. And I always wanted to do something about it, and didn't have a clue that you guys existed and that they had something, you know, taken to effect to put it back in place again. You know, with a system, with a global system this time. And I'm definitely happy and excited about being a part of that. So what I got to share with you, I'll be brief, but we have an opportunity right now to be a part of a company that will be a multi-billion-dollar company, and there's two sides to the coin. The first side of the coin is travel. It's an $8 trillion industry. And what makes us different in this space is we have a behind-the-curtain price on the inventory of all travel. What you find on the aggregated websites like Travelocity and Expedia and all of these Priceline and Hotwire and all this kind of stuff, what you find in is small discounts, and it's cool. It was a great thing. But these multitude of companies that you see online that allows you to get a small little discount is owned by two companies. And those two companies, I don't want to say they monopolized the industry, but pretty much they have. And made a tremendous amount of money on an annual basis, billions of dollars. And they pretty much just, they have price parity between these different websites where you go and you try to get a discount and you try to see how can you save on this trip or that hotel or whatever or this cruise. And you get a little small margin. But what our Boomerang has put together is a behind-the-curtain price available for members only. It's exclusive to members only, and it's invitation only. So not the public doesn't have access to it unless they get it through you. But what we do is give away a free technology on the side of the coin of travel that allows them to have a behind-the-curtain price that is not available on those aggregator websites that I'm telling you about. The behind-the-curtain prices that we have is unbelievable. You would have to experience it for yourself, and it's free to do so because our technology, we give it away for free, like a Goodwill. And what we call those links that we give away, we call them boomerangs because just like a boomerang, when you throw it out and it comes back to you, well, we give out Goodwill of giving away a free technology so that they can save on the travel inventory out of the $8 trillion in inventory that's out there. And it comes back to us in a dividend. And we make our residual income off of giving away something for free. So we'll teach you more about the travel component, and you'll also have access to the $8 trillion of inventory through our free boomerangs that we can give you all. And you can take a look at it as a customer, or you can get involved and own your own franchise. Okay, now the second side of the coin is everybody knows about Uber and Lyft. You know, they've created their own space, and they've created their own billions of dollars in this space that these two major giants, they share alone in this space. Well, we started and created our own rideshare company called Vibe Ride. And Vibe Ride is better than Uber and Lyft put together, you know, and you'll see why. Just to give you an example, the competitors out there, they pay their drivers 40% for the trip, you know, for the miles and for the entire trip, they get 40% of that. Well, here, our drivers can get up to 75%. They start off at 70%, and once they do 50 trips, they move up to 75%, and they're grandfathered in at that percentage. And so that right there alone gives all the drivers around the world an incentive to want to drive for you guys, you that start your own franchise with Miss Eartha. And so that's a great thing. Also, we have an opportunity, which is it's more so of an entrepreneur opportunity than being self-employed. You know, because driving for Uber or Lyft, they're self-employed, yes, but they're leveraging their own time. And whenever they're not driving, they're not making any money, you know, so they don't really have a real opportunity. And the majority of the drivers don't make enough money to replace whatever income that they were, you know, trying to get started with those companies in the first place, you know. But here we have another opportunity, a door opener where they can become an entrepreneur. And they can not only get paid more driving for themselves here, but we have a leverage opportunity where the drivers here can refer other drivers to your company to drive for you guys. And doing so, putting themselves in a position which we call overdrive, they have the opportunity to leverage 3% override on every other driver that they refer to the company. So that gives the drivers a greater incentive on looking at our company and wanting to drive for you guys and being a part of what we have going on. And also on the customer side, those customers at the other companies, when those customers ride with the other companies and they refer another customer, they get a $10 commission for referral one time. But those riders continue to ride for life, and, you know, they're not attached to the person that referred them. But here, our riders get great incentives. Because we own and we are in control of the travel component, we can offer our customers who ride with us free vacations and trips, you know, that they can earn. And they also earn points for riding and all this kind of stuff. So even our customers have a great incentive on sharing the opportunity with other customers all over the rail, better than what they had with the competitors, you know, because like I said, they only get a little one-time bonus, $5 to $10 one time, and that's it, you know. But their friends continue to ride. Well, here they got a great incentive because they get trips and vacations in real time, and they don't have to wait on, like, the timeshares where someone has to you know, you have to book on during a week or something like that. No, you can use whatever we give you, the trips and vacations that we give you, you can use it in real time whenever you're ready to use it. And so that's the opportunity that we have, the multi-billion-dollar industry. You know, our company is projected to do $200 to $300 million this year alone, and you can be a part of that. And like I said, this is an exclusive opportunity. We're not publicly traded, and our CEO, Houghton Bug, and his business partner, Mr. Edwin Haynes, they decided to not make it publicly traded because where's the opportunity for the everyday people when you do that? You know, we're never a part of being able to be a part of the wealth transfers that's happening right around us and using our network to do so, and we don't get a dime back out of it. So they kept it in-house, so that means that no one goes directly to the company. They have to be introduced. They have to be invited into the opportunity to start their own franchise within a company. And so that's the opportunity that we all have right now. And the buy-in right now is $300, $550, and $1,050 to start your franchise. And the company will send you an email with a welcome letter and giving you all the training that you need to get started, and all the training that you need to run your company with the support of everybody that's involved in the organization. So you're being business for yourself, but you're not by yourself. So, okay, right here. Yeah, so, you know, so you have a huge opportunity with this opportunity because, like I said, it's exclusive and it's not nothing that will be publicly traded to the public. You know, it's all in-house. So when you buy in and you get that welcome letter from the company showing you step-by-step what it is that you need to do because we have a system in place, you can take as much share of the market as you want to. And like our CEO, Houghton Bug, always say, we're not really interested in market share, but we're interested in trust share because what we're bringing to the table for the end consumer and for the business partners and the drivers and the customers around the world is unlike no other. You know, they're going to be treated. We call our customer service amazement service, you know, and it's going to be first class all the way, and it is. So, you know, and if you want more information about the opportunity and and how to get started. You can get back with the person that also invited you to the call. But anyone that's not connected to someone, get in touch with Miss Eartha Stone. Get in touch with Miss Eartha Stone and get started right away, or get your questions answered. And like I said, you're in business for yourself, but you're not by yourself. And we'll run. We run with the runners, and we'll coach the walkers from afar. You know, but it's all love, and we lead with love, and, you know, we're looking to take it around the world. So, Ms. Eartha, I'll give it back to you. Let me give me a second real quick. Let me see if I have the CEO of the company, Mr. Edwin, on the line, because he was on the line at first, but we got a late start, and he got so much stuff going on. Like I say, we're operating, we're licensed in 180 countries. So, you know, he got the whole reel on his back right now. Everybody's calling and emailing and trying to find out more about it. So he got a lot going on, and he doesn't really have a whole lot of time to spend. But he was excited to be here. He was excited to get on the call and, you know, and let you guys hear his voice and kind of share a couple of minutes with you. But I think I lost him because, like I said,
Jerry, I'm here.
Real busy, but let me see if he's
Jerry,
okay.
I am here.
Mr. Edwin Haynes, he's here, y'all. So I want to turn it over to Mr. Edwin Haynes and give him a chance to, you know, speak his mind and welcome you all to the team, welcome you all to the family.
Well, Jerry, I appreciate you laying out in a short period of time a little bit of the overview of what we do. I am Edwin Haynes. I'm here at my office, actually still working, because we launched the company right in the midst of all of this stuff. And I promised Dr. Stone that I would be here and say hello, and hello to each and every one of you all. No problem, Dr. Stone. I told you I would be here. We have been running around the clock and still getting great results. I tell people right now, there are companies that are still thriving in today's economy. It depends on what it is that you do. That's why I tell people I don't believe in recession. Because the money don't dissipate, it goes somewhere. The thing about it is that the money come your way. And a lot of times it goes back to the matter of people planning properly or having the type of business that one could benefit no matter what happens in the economy. You know, you heard a little bit of a snapshot of what we do from one of our independent distributors, which is Mr. Jeremy. And just what we see from what we started with a year ago, we did over $40 million our first year in business. And we started with a concept of Uberizing, if you will, the travel industry from a wholesale standpoint. He mentioned giving away our technology. Now, our CEO, Mr. Holton Buzz, was fascinated with the Uber concept. And he was, you know, it was very fascinating to see that a company came out with an idea to mobilize millions of cars and make money from those cars, but yet they own none of the cars. He was also fascinated with the fact that there was a company that sold more rooms than hotels, but never owned any of the properties, and that was Airbnb. And so today's technology and the way that things are happening today, many people, if you're paying attention to what's going on, it's starting to change in the way that we do business. Corona has made it shed a whole lot of light on the way that we're going to be doing business. Where most people were not so used to ordering food and getting their daily supplies and things of that nature. And there was one time, I remember many years ago, many of y'all can relate to this. We didn't want to put our credit cards online. But I've been telling people now we're going from the brick and mortar to the click and order. I've been saying that for years, and here we are today. That's the way we're doing business. So we're now beginning to benefit from that. Our company will still do $100 million this year. Let me explain why. A lot of people say, well, isn't the big part of what you started with travel? Yes, it is. Money shifts from time to time. What do I mean by that? Well, if you look at the egg business, EGG, eggs right now have gone from about $1 a dozen to about $3 a dozen. That's because more people are finding that cheap protein is easy to get through eggs And because of the pandemic, they're now, you're having, in many cases, many restaurants, many companies or low-income families are starting to utilize eggs to actually feed their families. So that market got an extra boost. You look at what happened with the companies that provide Procter & Gamble and Johnson & Johnson and many other companies right now who've gotten an increase in sales more than what they've been doing because people are buying toilet paper and tissue from Procter & Gamble, Brawny, and all of these companies, tissue paper and food and things of that nature, is now beginning to be an increase because of what has just happened in our society. And that money shifted from one area because now you have been grounded and you can't move around with business travel and leisure travel and all the things that happened that have happened. But you can rest assured that the human race has always won. No matter what has come across the world in terms of a pandemic or epidemic or whatever you want to call it, I've always betted on humans because I am one. And I can tell you this, this one and this too shall pass, if you will. This one is definitely going to pass. They're going to get over this. We'll get over this. We all will come out of this in some form or fashion. And I pray for people who have been negatively impacted. But you have to now start preparing yourself for post-COVID. Well, one of the biggest things that's going to happen is what we're seeing and that's trending right now because we were looking at what was happening in China, where they had the biggest part of the start of the epidemic for the pandemic. They're now beginning to reopen their economy. And the first thing that Wall Street Journal had in their paper was travel has increased 60% in those markets because people are going to have to travel more so for business globally, and many people were ready to get out of their homes and take a vacation because they're so used to having the freedoms that they had, and now they don't have it that anymore. And anytime you take the freedoms of people away, they want to do more of it, especially when they have things that they love to do. Someone is going to have to service those markets. The other thing I can tell you about this industry and people are looking, I'm talking straight business, is when you look at government, and in particular the current president of the United States, whether you like him or not, I'm not into politics, I'm just talking business. When you look at what's happening with the president, he's in the travel industry. He owns hotels all over the world. If you just think about it, the undercurrent of what's going on, just by participating in that industry, they have put trillions of dollars aside, billions of dollars would go, to bail out companies like United Airlines, American Airlines, Hilton Hotels, all the likes of those companies, they'll be propped up by the government's money. You can look at that all around the world because tourism and travel is a big part of the economy. And so we know that now that things have been halted, it's not going to last forever. We have to get to moving again, and someone, whether it's Booking Holdings, who owns Travel Priceline, or the Expedia Group, who own another 30 or 40 companies that we all book on, they're going to benefit from that because people have to move around the world. That's just on one side of what we do. But here's the other piece. A lot of people are asking, why in the world did you all launch a rideshare company in the midst of the storm? Well, first of all, there was silver lining in this storm. We didn't come out competing at the time when some of the big guys, if you will, in the rideshare space were at their peak. The giant has been knocked down the side. And that's not putting a bad thing on them or whatsoever. It just happened to be when you pay attention to trends and what's going on, the gig economy is the way to go. What do I mean? It's a new term, the gig economy. People are now going to have to go to things like delivering food, delivering medicine, things of that nature. You're seeing Instacart. You're seeing various services that are thriving right now because the delivery service is on the rise, and that's considered to be the side hustle or what you call the gig economy. We not only will be able to take people where they want to go, but we are a pure logistics company, and we can take anything through our service of by ride. So we decided to launch right now where we didn't have this big expectation, where the competition wasn't as fierce as it was, it would have been, and we have been delivered a very good hand, and we're going to play the hand that we've been dealt. Because now we can come in with a new, fresh faith, and when the market turns in our favor, in which it will, over the next few months or several months, we can wait it out. It's not going to be long. But now we get a chance to grow back with the big guys, but with a fresh faith, and we'll now put the money back in the hands of the people. That is a major, major benefit for people that's out there looking for an opportunity, and many companies are going to be not coming back. I was talking to some of my colleagues in different business. I own an oil and gas company that I do servicing work outside of what I do with this particular company. And we all have taken a hit in that part of my portfolio. But several wells have been shut, and jobs have been cut, and white-collar workers have been cut, and things that people are going to have to look for an opportunity. And what we did was I look at my other side of my portfolio. See, we are offering an opportunity for people to benefit from just from participating in a home-based business. People are going to be looking to work more from home than any time before. That's what we specialize in. But we found two verticals, the travel industry, that's already, we're still booking it, even though it's lower, it's going to come back, and the rideshare industry that we have launched. And we're putting people back in position where they can have control of their life and participate in multi-billion-dollar industries that have already proven themselves. And so that's an overview of what we have done and our mindset of where we're going. I am very proud of what we've done. I'm very proud of the people who are participating in what's going on right now. And, yes, we have many other countries outside of our very home country of the U.S. that are benefiting from the services. My team in Italy right now, they were locked down first, and volume is still booming. When you look at the numbers overall, many people were looking for a decrease in revenue. Our revenue stayed steady, and now it's starting to turn in a way of increasing because we have more people looking for what we're offering. And that's been a very good feeling for me, knowing that it's not only about the money for the company, but we've been able to offer a benefit to people who really need it at a time like this with something that makes sense. So that's just, an overview of where we are. Like I said, and no, we don't have we don't have eternity to talk on this particular call and this particular platform, but I strongly urge the person that's listening to the sound of my voice, get back with Dr. Stone and the leadership here. Find out what's going on. Get the true facts of what's taking place. And don't watch us go from $40 million last year to $100 million this year and soon to be a billion-dollar company. Don't watch this. Be a part of the reason that happened and benefit from it. Because we have a plan, it's working, and we'll be proud to have each and every one of you all. So with that, Dr. Stone and Jeremy, I'm going to turn it back over to you all, and I hope that what we have shared with you all on this call has been of a benefit to your audience, and I appreciate the time that you all have allowed us to be here. So be safe, and I'll turn it back over.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Coach. And let's give it up for Mr. Edwin Haynes and the leadership of our company. And Ms. Eartha, if you have anything that you would like to share before we close out, go right ahead.
Thank you so much, Mr. Haynes, for taking this time out and coming to be with us this afternoon. We also want to acknowledge Brother Bynum, and we just bless God for bringing Black Wall Street and the African Business Association together under one umbrella to do business together. Brother Haynes, do you have time for a Q&A?
I can do a quick one. If you can, I can do a quick one. I got Mr. Buzz waiting on me downstairs, so we were trying to wrap up today, but by all means, let's go for it.
Okay, can you give us at least 5 minutes? For all
let's
of you that have had questions, if you would, go on and put your questions out there, and let's give it to him, and hopefully you can get your answers.
Yes, good evening. My name is Joyce Williams. I'm calling in from Oklahoma City. And I have a question in regards. Could you explain a little more about the overdrive and when does that kick in? And before you do that, though, tell Mr. Bugs, I will have to give a big accolade here. If, I'm sure he has to be the same man. We were in coffee together. So if you tell him about the coffee grown from the mushrooms out of China, I'm sure he'll know. He won't know me personally, but he'll know what I'm talking about. So he is a man who will take a chance on an opportunity. I'll put it like that. But could you please explain a little more about the overdrive and when would that kick in?
Absolutely. You know what, though? Yes, that is still part of my portfolio as well. I mean, we did over $1 billion of sales at that company, and we took that company international. So that is still part of it.
I know you did.
So we helped a lot of people with that, and both from them utilizing the product and from many people who chose to participate in the business opportunity. But in regards to what's happening here, one of the biggest differences is we own this. We're not renting anymore. So I tell people all the other companies we were participating with, we helped them generate hundreds of millions of billions of dollars, but we did it for everybody else. It's time for us to do it for us and our people here. So with all of that said, just what Mr. Jeremy mentioned, the overdrive program simply means that you can participate in the rideshare portion. And I want to preface this. I want to make sure we say this. We released in 6 different markets first. When we bought this company outright, this particular rideshare company is an additional company we purchased over the past 12 months. They already had the license to start in Texas and in Florida. So we now are launched in Fort Lauderdale, Miami, Tampa, Orlando for Florida, Houston and Dallas for Houston, for Texas, I'm sorry, Houston, Dallas for Texas. And we are now beginning, we will begin to move around the United States and eventually other parts of the world. Now, if you have people in those particular areas that we're open in, you can be part of become part of the company right now. And you can now participate in that overdrive program, meaning that not only if a person chooses to wish to drive, you don't have to drive, but if you want to bring on other drivers, if you want to give the codes away to bring on other customers, you remember, these drivers get a code, they download it, become a driver. It's linked to you for life. That's your driver. It don't change, and every time they drive, you make 3% of the trip that they do. If you happen to bring on a rider, just say you gave me a code, and we're going to set up these QR codes. We got a lot of restaurants and bars and different people that were already interested in getting their napkins and everything, because many restaurants or bars sometimes have to recommend people to get rides. They want to be able to recommend rides because now that customer becomes their customer for life, and whether they're at that place of business or not, if they're using Vibe, no matter where they are in the world, they will still make 3% on that customer. So the overdrive program is live and active in the 6 markets we're in right now as we're launching the company, and then we'll begin to take it around the world. And the way that we're going to do that, starting in the U.S., we have a pre-registration website for other areas to see the interest level of the different areas, and based on the interest level, we'll determine what markets we're going to do next as we move across the United States. So the bottom line, we are open, and if you have people in those areas that I mentioned that are currently open, you can do business. You could be in Oklahoma and still have a business running in Texas or Florida right now until we move around the rest of the country. And that's the answer to that.
Thank you.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Sister Raheem, Tulsa, Oklahoma, I have a question. How does the insurance figure into this if somebody has an accident?
No, well, let me make sure I'm clear on that. What do you mean if someone has, how does that mean? Let me make sure I'm answering the right part of that question.
Okay. For example, I think Uber or Lyft, one of them was, if somebody, something happened, somebody wanted to sue Uber or Lyft because of somebody got raped or something. I can't remember what it was. Somebody got hurt in a car and they wanted to sue Uber or Lyft. So how does that part work?
Oh, just well, Uber and Lyft, I think we have the same insurance company too that they have. But yeah, our drivers, when they begin to make a ride, insurance kick in right away for every ride. Once that app kicks in and it kicks in and a person can file a claim through that insurance that we have. So one of the biggest things that we have is our safety features. But nothing you can do out there is going to be 100% safe, even with the girl power feature that we did. You know, if a driver, female driver, at late night only want to pick up females because they're concerned from being out late, they can choose that feature. That's one of the things that we're doing. Same thing with a rider. We're going to turn on that feature for a rider if they're more comfortable with a female driver, then they will be able to select that at a period of time, especially late hours. Just as one security measure, not a dummy-proof system. Men can't do it, but the women can. but that's just one thing. So we have different features that we have in our app to cover any challenges that one can have as well, and the insurance will kick in as well.
Brother Hayes, I had one more question. I'm Abdul Shaheed from Silver Spring, Maryland. Can two people get the same high boomerang license in the same city, or does one come under the other and who's first or something like that, or is it different? I don't know if my question is clear or not. If I got a license,
no, I don't quite understand it. Can you give it to me one more time?
Okay, if I had a license, let's say in Baltimore, Maryland, to drive for iBoomerang in that, and someone else wanted to get the same thing I did, I'd pay to get my. Would somebody else come under me, or would they be independent of me in terms of any of the finances? Like,
oh, very good. I think I got it. I think I understand. I'm gonna answer from what I understand you're saying. If you are in Baltimore, okay, if you just say you're in Baltimore, well, first of all, we're not there, so you won't be able to drive in Baltimore. But if you are a member of ViRides or iBoomerang and you wanted to start right now bringing on drivers in Dallas, Houston, or parts of Florida where we are right now, or anywhere else that we go to, you can begin to bring on other just say you have somebody that say, hey, listen, I am here in Houston. I have a team of people that I want to, drivers that I want to bring on and customers. You can actually, as an overdrive person, that's what we call it, join the business as an overdrive. You can enroll me in Houston as a business owner, an overdriver, or whatever you want to call it. And now I can begin to build my business in Houston. But you can make an override on everything that I do from that standpoint.
Okay.
That
make
sounds
sense?
To me like that could be a long process. How could he get that started in Maryland or Baltimore a little sooner? What would he have to do to open, I'll say it like that, to open up the state of Maryland or the city of Baltimore for that matter?
Yes.
Now remember, you don't have to be you don't have to drive in order to make money from what we do right now. So we're going to have some people that don't want to drive. Now, however, you can't drive and make money from our system until we hit that area. Okay?
Right.
That's let me make sure I'm clear on that. So if you started today, you can join business with iBoomerang. It covers everything. It covers the travel side. It covers the vibe side. And just say you wanted to begin the business of Vive in the areas that we are in. You can get your customer base, driver base, or bring on other business partners in the areas that we're in. You can do that right now. and you can still make money even though you're in Maryland. The only time that you can make money from driving in Maryland is when we open Maryland. To answer that part of the question, when we go to Maryland, I can't say how soon we will be in Maryland because we just launched in April. But okay, what we want to do is go on and work these markets, make sure that all of the bugs are worked out through the app, which we're pushing through every day. And then you'll begin to see us move quickly across the United States because we already have looked at the DMV, for an example. We already have looked at Oklahoma. We've already looked at New York and Chicago and different places. Our executive team has already either gotten a license done or found out what we need to do for many of the major areas around the United States. But it would be wise for us as a business and as a company to come out and try to do all of the markets as a new company at one time.
Mm-hmm.
So work in one area first, perfect what you have here, and then eventually begin to move around the rest of the United States is our strategy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we are.
If I have a cab company, can I be a part of this?
I need to see how that will work. If you have,
okay,
you have the owner. We need, that's another side conversation we need to have at that time.
Okay, because that could be, I'm just looking at another way of getting a bunch of drivers, instantly.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking at another way of getting some drivers instantly, as part of the ride, boomerang system.
Yeah, we that's another side conversation I would prefer for us to have and get with our executive VP or our director of Vibe, and then they can sort out those details in that regard. But we have people bringing on hundreds of drivers. We have signed up so far over 7,000 drivers throughout the United States, and we're going to really begin to mash the gas, if you will, next week, because we've seen things have improved a whole lot over the past week or two. And so you'll see a lot more advertisement and things that we're going to do to really get the service out there and begin to move across the United States as things lift up, especially with this COVID thing. As soon as this lifts up, you'll see us mash the gas and get ourselves around the rest of the United States.
Fantastic. Thank you much, sir.
Yes, sir. Okay.
All right.
Is that it?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you all, again, I appreciate the time. Hey, congratulations to everybody. Much success. You all be safe out there. And let's get ready for post-COVID. I'm going to keep saying that. It is going to be business life, and I pray that life after this.
Amen.
And I pray that all of you all are in good position to reap the benefits of what's coming our way. So have a great
thank
day.
You.
And bye.
Thank you.
Yeah. Good night.
Mr. Hayes, before
good night.
You leave, Jeremy and I had a conversation yesterday about adding some things to our boomerang. And when he gets with you this week, he's going to share them with you and let us know what you think, okay?
Okay. Sounds like a plan.
Okay.
All right. Good night. Thank you so much.
Good night now.
All right, Coach. Good night. Okay. And everybody on the call that would like to have a visual, all you have to do is go on Facebook, look up the group page called Millionaires Global Pool. And there's a lot of diamonds in our company doing the presentation. So you're not giving a presentation by someone that can't share the proper way. So you can go over to Millionaires Global Pool and take a look. And also, like I said, get with Ms. Eartha Stone so she can help everybody with positioning and timing, because you can benefit from others launching their company, just off of positioning and timing. So she can teach you all about that. So make sure you get with Ms. Eartha Stone right away. And if anybody needs a visual and wants to go look at the entire presentation, go over to Global Millionaires Global Pool and request to join the page, and Miss Eartha Stone will allow you in, and you'll be able to take a look at everything from there. All the information is there on Vibe Ride and full presentations on both sides of the coin, both verticals that we have in place right now.
Also, Jeremy, the brother that had a question, he had a cab service in his area. Once Mr. Haynes get back with us to let us know what that side conversation will be, he may want to go on and sign up first so all of his drivers, the residual, will come up under him. Did you make that clear? There's a lot of noise in the background. TV, running water, something, but it's very distracting.
Okay. And another thing, just to give you guys an idea of what you can do not being in the open market. Remember, our company is in almost 200 countries right now, globally. So we have the only vertical that's not there yet all over is our ride share. But you wanna get in early and you wanna purchase a franchise and get started, accept the welcome letter from the company, go through the training so you can know all about the entire company and what you have your hands on, and go to work, you know. And you got us each and every day, you know, to help you promote your business and everything. And if you're not in the open market for ride share, purchase your franchise, get you some advertising going in the open market for riders, for drivers, and business partners. That's all you have to do.
Dr. Stone, this is Bilal Bynum.
Bilal, this is David Hassan.
Okay, Brother David, that's what I wanted. I wanted you to, David Hassan, he's the president of the National Muslims Business Association, and as you know, they're having a national conference coming up. Brother Dave, why don't you introduce yourself, and this is another opportunity where we can present big businesses to our community.
Thank you, Bilal. I've always enjoyed tuning in on your show on Wednesdays, and you don't know I'll be there, but I do be there and listening. I've enjoyed the gentleman talk about the transportation system that he's setting up. That was very interesting to listen to that. But what I want to say is that we have going to be rescheduling the National Muslim Business Conference that we have every year for the last 15 years, which will be in North Carolina, down from Greensboro A&T University. We purchased about 33,000 square foot of land and building to be able to house that conference. We would not be able to be going to any other hotels. That would be able to accommodate us. It's been a long time coming, and we're trying to control the dollar so that we can make the dollar go further by doing for self and the things we need to do. But what I want to make an announcement is that for the last 3 weeks, we're talking about the stimulus program, the business program that has been initiated by the government for $2 trillion, and that we do have experts going to be there for the last 3 weeks on the conference call showing young brothers and sisters and people who are in business how to go through that to be able to get some of that $350 billion that has been coming from the stimulus package that the government has given out. They call it the CARE Act, the business persons. So we're going to have a conference call, and I got the number here. Those who want to write this number down, at 11 a.m. Sunday morning, this coming Sunday, at 11 a.m. The number is 712-775-7031. And access code to get in of that, we had about 50-some people on the line last couple weeks, back-to-back. So we're having it again this coming Sunday. is access code is 248-536-311. I'll repeat that again. It's 712-775-7031. Access code is 248-536-311. And that is how we're going to be able to help each other. We got in earlier now. We got some of the young brothers and sisters, people who are in business now, have walked them through it, and they have already put their packages in. And matter of fact, one of them has been successful, has got a money from $10,000 to $25,000, $250,000 to $2 million. And we are really in there in trying to get our share as African Americans to be able to be in on that stimulus money that the government is giving. One of the things that we are running into as African Americans, as a people.
Brother David, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to cut you off. We only got about 5 more minutes. We're going to have you to come on the show. And of course, you'll be doing your own show. But right now, I want to continue to get this back to Dr. Stone.
No,
Dr. Stone.
I just wanted to get that information out Sunday at 11 o'clock.
And what time is that Sunday?
11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
And give that number
right,
real quick
thank
again.
You.
Number is 712-775-7031. And access code is 248-536-311.
Thanks so much, Brother Dave. He's the president
yes,
of the
sir. Thank you. Allow me the opportunity to say those two words.
Thank you. Dr. Stone, we got about 5 minutes. I'm going to turn it right back over to you.
Well, we want to thank everyone tonight for such an awesome call, attendance. We're going to ask that you go. May peace be in your house. Be safe. Protect your family. Love your family. Forgive. And let us move forward and build businesses together. Have a great week.
Thank you. Thank you.
Again, and
before you go, did we come up with any donations for the mask and the equipment, Eartha?
No one has given any donation. Kim and I purchased some items on yesterday, but we are open for donations to send to the hospitals, New York, California, what have you. Please get with us Saturday night on the call and let us know what you can come up with. We would greatly appreciate it.
Okay.
Is that the number?
Yes, please.
The number?
For the Black
the
Wall Street call?
Yes, go right ahead and give the number.
Okay, I don't know it offhand. Let me get into my phone. That call is 712-451-0683. One more time, 712-451-0683.
Time? Okay. Access code
is 61, let's find it.
And so again.
Forgive me, I don't know it by heart, beloved, so I have to find it. Just 1 second.
Okay, but in any case.
I will send it in an email, Ms. Joyce, so you guys can.
I will put it out. I surely will. Thank you, sister.
Okay. All right, then. And I do apologize for that. I cannot get in my phone. It froze.
All right, brothers and sisters. We're coming to a close. And I would like to just say that. The New Africa Business Association, of course, this is what we do. We identify businesses in our communities, let you know those businesses so you can do business with the businesses that we present. We ask the businesses that we present to support the New Africa Business Association and Black Wall Street. So again, Brother Aziz, would you give them the information as to where they can contact the New Africa Business Association? Also close up by giving information yourself with Black Wall Street. We've got about less than a minute.
Okay.
All right. Yes, you can contact the New Africa Business Association by emailing newafrica@gmail.com. Or you can call us at area code 202-288-5660 or 202-903-7278.
Okay, that access code to the call is 614-060-POUND. That's 614-060-POUND. And if you want to join Black Wall Street, go to blackwallstreet.org/login, lowercase, all one word, blackwallstreet.org/login. And again, the access code is 614-060-POUND.
And anyone who wished to hear this episode and didn't hear it tonight, or you'd like to hear a repeat of this episode, it's called blogradio.com. I'm sorry? Okay, yeah. So anyone who wished to hear the this week's episode, tonight's episode, go to the New Africa Business Association Blog Talk Radio, and then when you get in, just pull up episodes. I've been here tonight. So again, until next week, from 7 to 8 p.m., we will be right here identifying businesses and letting you hear, and so you'll be able to shop and do businesses with businesses in our community. Until then, I will be saying good night, assalamu alaikum, to all of our listeners. And, of course, that is the peace of Almighty God. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you.